religion of heart prayers. The Muslim prayers, the Buddhist prayers. Those who worship Shinto, they pray. Idol worshiper pray. Everybody is praying to something. But can I say to us that when Christian prays, we pray to the living God?
Yes.
Let's bow our heads. Father, we just thank you this morning because you have called us your children. And as children, you expect us to relate with you. Therefore, Father, this morning we plead with you as true and sincere children that you will hear our voice. You bring us to where we belong in you. And as we maximize the help that is made available in you, our life will be the difference. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I was saying, God, what do you want us to look at? And the Holy Spirit just pointed my attention to issues he's been dealing with us at the family level about the life of a praying believer. So this morning I'll be talking about the praying believer. From the scripture we have just read, we saw a man who believed in God. And when we talk about a believer, it's somebody who believed in something. And when you believe in something, your total commitment, your total devotion is to that which you believe in. When you ask our forefathers who worship stones at the corner of the house, or put an iron at the corner, by the time they come with their oil and bring the heads of the dog to cut it, they will come with all seriousness. In the same strength as we are saying that those who are believers, they believe in something, I want to believe that all of us that are seated here today will believe in the Lord Jesus. And if you are a true believer in God, then the commitment, the absolute surrenderedness to fellowship and relate with him in prayer is important. You cannot do less as a believer.